Hey, what a ball game for your Eagles.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Coach, you guys came out real aggressive. Were able to deliver the first big punch in this heavyweight fight. Went for two and kind of stayed aggressive throughout the game. Was that a mentality coming into this, knowing how close these games have been, knowing you've had the lead, knowing how back and forth this series has been between you two guys?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, we went in with, you know, playing the game with no fear. We told the kids that, and the coaching staff did that as well. And, you know, just didn't want to leave anything out there. So we were going to do, you know, whatever we felt like we had, you know, based on the game plan. So we had a lot of things in, and we executed most of them.
Man, Jay, I got to tell you, and this isn't going to be a love affair between me and Dietrich, I promise you. But, man, he was in a – I hate to use the word zone, but he was in a very good groove in the first half. He was going inside, inside, outside, then come back with a reverse. He really called I left at half. So he really called a good game in the first half, and I'm assuming he did a lot in the second half as well. So I was real impressed with what he had to come with, because he didn't vary much from what he normally does. He put a couple of wrinkles in there, but his play calling was awesome, I thought.
Oh, there's no doubt, man. I mean, he had a great game plan, you know, based on how we felt like they were going to line up to us. And, you know, the play calling was some things that we saw that, you know, we had success on in the first game against them, but also some things that we saw on film that we felt like we could, you know, we could have some success doing. And, you know, not only Coach Dietrich, but, you know, Coach Worsham had a great game plan, and the kids executed it. And they did a great job.
Hey, Coach, Eddie Bonine here with LHSA. Congratulations on your win tonight, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Look forward to watching you play next week, and have a good week of practice. And again, good luck to you, and look forward to watching you play.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
And you'll see those guys tomorrow, right? You'll see Jay and the rest of the head coaches
exactly,
tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, tomorrow at 1 o'clock we meet with all of the winning teams today that tonight. Actually, they're going to be going to the Dome and go over all the particulars for everything we need to get taken care of between now and next week. So, yes, sir, we'll meet me tomorrow.
Jay, big score by UHigh there at halftime. What did you tell your team at halftime not to lose their composure and come out as composed as they did?
Well, you know, all week, man, we were telling the kids, you know, let's just one time, let's just play these guys our best game and just be, you know, be content with whatever happens. And, you know, if you know, especially the first time we played them this year, you know, I mean, put the ball on the ground seven times. We didn't execute defensively on what we were coaching the kids to do, and you know, we just kill ourselves offensively and just gave up way too many yards with them running the football in the first game. And we just told them, look, man, just no excuses leaving the locker room, play the game with no fear, no regrets coming in. And we told them, we preached it all week and said, if you can play the game like that, we'll come back after the game's over and we'll take the victory. And you know, the play right before half with them stopping the clock. And, you know, I just told them, I said, guys, you know, we can use that as an excuse and put it in our back pocket and pull it out if we don't win this football game. Or we can go out, it's 21-21, or we can go out and win the second half and win the ball game.
Well, Coach, I'm not quite sure how the turnover margin played out the final in the second half, but Todd and I were in the end zone recovering that fumble. How huge was that for you guys on the offensive side? UHigh looked like they were on the verge of punching in. You guys recovered the Hollins fumble. Looked like you were at least on the plus side there, getting the extra opportunities for your offense tonight.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And you know, I don't know if it's the first time we've ever won the turnover battle against these guys, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was the first time. And that was big. You know, we didn't put the ball on the ground a whole lot, you know, Kavanaugh, I mean, he has a knack for doing that. I mean, he rips balls out all the time, and, you know, he finds his spots and goes in there. And you know, he did it in the Dome last year with Brossette on the one-yard line, and he did it again tonight with Hollins on the one-yard line. And, you know, he's taking away 7 points right there. I mean, that's huge.
You know, I don't want to get off the air without saying I don't want Coach Worsham to be upset with me. He had a great, as you said, but I will say it too, that he had a great game plan as well, because he's going to start hating on me the next time I see him. So I don't want that to happen.
No, man, he had a great game plan. You know, we committed some extra guys to the box, knowing that, you know, their strength was definitely running the football. And, you know, I didn't see any of the final stats, but I can tell you what, I mean, defensively played very well. And, you know, offense didn't hurt. Offense grinding it out in the second half.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win, and best of luck. We'll see you next week in the Superdome.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Coach Jay Maia from